Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moose and Breezy, your weekend starts now.
Pump it up. You got to pump it up.
Friday, Friday, Friday. Welcome to the show, guys. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze, 78 for the high today. It's a little wet out there, so...
get those rain jackets.
Keep your head on a swivel. All right, 585-252-9800. If you also...
No, I'm actually, like, so mad at you right now. I can't even believe I came to work today, if I'm being honest. I was going to call in.
We're going to break it down for you.
For mental health reasons.
Right. I think you're being dramatic.
No, I don't think I am.
I'm going to dive right into it, and here's the situation. Yesterday, I went to Lilac Festival, and Breezy's girlfriend showed up. And me and... you know, we call her Patrice. I'd say me and Patrice have formed a bond with one another. And for whatever reason, Breezy has taken offense to that. She's extremely jealous.
There's so much going on behind the scenes that these people don't know about. And I think I want to bring it. I want to bring everything in the dark to light. So.
Tell us, give me one. Give our listeners one example of why you were upset yesterday.
So last night. You guys were at Lilac. I was working. Like, I have a lot of work to do at Lilac. Like, there's a lot going on.
You can't even say it with a straight face. You don't do nothing there.
On stage. And I get off stage after working a lot. And I call Patrice and I'm like, hey, where are you guys? She's like, don't worry about it. I was like, no, like, where are you? I want to meet up with you guys. Like, she's like, we're getting food. Like, calm down. I'm like, all right, but like, where? Like, I'll come meet you guys. She's like, no. I go, are you guys like canoodling? What's happening? She hung up on me, I think.
She hung up on you. I don't understand why you have to be there. Speak of the devil. Hello, PXY. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Patrice.
Aww.
How are we?
What's up, babe?
Oh, my God.
How are you?
What is happening? Is there something going on here that I need to know about? Because I'm honestly, like, I'm not good right now.
Can you stick up for us, Patrice?
Breeze, jealousy is an ugly trait. I just, like, I feel like you should be happy that we have this beautiful bond together.
This beautiful bond.
That's what I tried telling her, too.
What do you guys even talk about?
I don't think you need to know. Like, that's between us.
No, all kidding aside... if we're having a private conversation, there's no reason for you to butt in because we could be talking about you.
Well, that's...
chances are we are talking about you.
That's what I'm trying to get in the middle of.
I don't need to know.
I don't need any of that. And
it doesn't concern you.
I don't trust Moose as far as I can throw him. On the show, full trust. Outside of the show, I don't know that man. You know what I mean?
He's a trustworthy guy. I've gotten to know him.
Oh, we know! We know!
I am a trustworthy guy.
So, can I just...
you're so jealous of our relationship. It's disgusting.
It is.
And listen...
because you cross lines.
Patrice, listen, don't... and I'm being I'm being very serious when I say this. Do not feel like you owe this woman an explanation for the bond that you and I have developed over the last year. Don't feel like you need to explain yourself.
Everyone's silent. I also want to take note of this. This is where lines are getting blurred and crossed because I'm not putting up with this. And it stops today. The sun is setting on this relationship and there needs to be very hard and fast lines because I look over yesterday. Moose ends up leaving in an Uber. Great. Get out of here. And then I look over at Patrice's phone and Moose texts her, "Hey babe, made it home safe. Are you well?" And then Patrice, my girlfriend, texts back, "Oh good, it was so nice to see you." Kissy face emoji.
Yeah, that's like our thing.
I just want to make sure he got home safe. Like, yeah. That's not a
the
crime.
Kissy face emoji?
Yeah, mommy chill.
I send that to everyone.
Oh,
relax.
You do? Oh, you do?
You do send that to everyone?
Mostly just Moose, but...
You guys make
I just want to say that I do appreciate... the time that we have gotten to bond and get to know each other, Patrice, because when I first met you, you're very like, you don't really lay all your cards out on the table. So you're a very hard person to read.
No, I don't.
Initially, when you first get to know you. And then you started to really warm up to me. And then I felt like I can open up and tell you things that I wouldn't necessarily share with Breezy. And we've had some.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, we've had some really deep conversations together. And I've said this time and time again, and I promise, I'm not trying to step on Breezy's toes here.
So deep
or
about this.
Put a wedge into your relationship. But I always felt like you and I were kind of meant to be.
I honestly, like, I kind of feel the same way. And I feel like last night we took our relationship, like, to a whole nother level.
What?
So I could kind of see. I get where Breezy's coming from. But, like I said, I don't think she needs to butt in there.
Yeah, not in a weird way. And this is not not in a weird way. We're not talking about sex or anything like that.
Oh, no. We haven't gotten that far.
Literally puke. But yet.
But
I trust this man as far as I can throw him.
I do respect the relationship that you and Breezy do have together, but I'm telling you right now, you guys were not there's other people that you're better suited for.
Oh, absolutely. My soulmate is right in front of me. I saw him last night.
That's what I'm saying.
Why am I even here?
I bought you dinner last night. Yeah, did Breezy buy you dinner?
No. Time out.
She never does.
This is crazy because in the 2.5 years I've been working on this show with Moose, we have gone out to many a dinner together. I don't think he's ever bought a dinner for me in our whole 2 years.
It's so incredible how people forget so easily. How convenient.
No.
The amount of meals I've purchased for you over the last 2.5 years.
Not a dime has been shed from his wallet.
Oh, my God.
So it's just like a lot. And honestly, at this point, guys, I'm going to take a step back and let your relationship flourish. And maybe, just maybe, I don't know. I go hit on Tommy down the hall? I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know the first thing that comes to my mind, ladies? First
what is
thing?
That?
Mel Robbins, let them.
Absolutely. Let them. Let their relationship flourish.
Let it blossom.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tommy and I are going to be dating by the end of the show. So there's that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let myself.
I don't know. I've heard him talk about you. I don't really think he's into you.
Okay.
I just want to say thanks for coming through last night to Lilac Festival, Patrice.
Of course,
I did have a good time, and I did really, all kidding aside, appreciate our conversations that we shared. And you don't need
they were good comments.
And Breezy, we respect you and love you, but you honestly, you don't need to know everything.
No, and you don't have to worry about us.
Literally me working my ass off, trying to support my family, and literally at my place of employment, having an affair.
Have a great day, Patrice.
All right, love you both.
I love you too, babe. You know what I was thinking about?
I hate it here, so.
How many people do have a relationship with their significant other's best friend or coworker?
Well, best friend was a crazy term, but.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Call or text 585-252-9800.
Number one hit music. station. 98 PXY.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings, and we have your shot to win tickets to go see Benson Boone June 5th at CMAC. Just come on down to the Dairy Queen in Henrietta.
DQ, baby!
Tuesday night. That's May 20th. I'm going to be there from 6 to 8 eating a bunch of blizzards. We're going to register you guys to win tickets. You must be present to win. It's Ticket Tuesdays at the Dairy Queen. Next stop, Henrietta. Wait, at 1100 Jefferson
Road. This is this Tuesday, the 20th?
That's right.
Can we have a blizzard eating competition? How many blizzards can you eat before you get a brain freeze?
Nobody's
going to
be
there. I'll be judging that. Thank you so much.
I had 4 the other week.
No.
At the Greece location. So
let's make it 5 or 6 at the Henrietta location. Let's outshine it.
Need some insulin. All right, guys, here's the thing. The Rochester Amherst, our boys, are gearing up for a rematch against the Laval Rocket tonight at the Blue Cross Arena. I'm very excited for our boys because they've been crushing it this season. Me, you know me, I've always kind of identified as a hockey player because I know the strength and the endurance it takes to be an athlete.
He's like, I've seen skates once and I identify as a hockey player. Didn't even know the difference between figure skating skates and hockey skates, but it's fine.
Skates are skates. The Amherst lost in the first game against the best of 5 series in the North Division Finals. That's the quarterfinal round in the battle for the AHL Calder Cup. But the puck is set to drop at 7:05 tonight at the Blue Cross Arena. But before the game, there's going to be the Rock Block Party outside of the Blue Cross. That's from 4 to 7. There's going to be a lot of live music. So wear those dancing shoes. Plus, a ton of food. How can you go wrong?
Right.
And then after tonight, the Amherst are going to travel to Quebec for the next 3 games. Game 2 is tonight at Blue Cross Arena. The puck drops at 7:05. There's still some tickets left. Love it. What? What's so funny?
Just you. You're an absolute trip.
Thank you. Coming up, I can't imagine trying to explain to a 5-year-old that her friends no longer want to be friends with her.
Yeah, that's really bad.
So coming up, Holly from Webster sent us a message, is looking for advice on how to tell her 5-year-old daughter that her friends are no longer allowed to play with her. The play dates have officially come to a screeching halt, and we'll share why coming up with Parental Confidential next on PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Is the sun peaking? There's been a roller coaster of just emotions from the weather this morning.
Yeah.
Holly from Webster says her 5-year-old daughter's play dates came to a screeching halt. Now she has to explain to her daughter why, but she doesn't know how. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. Here's the message. she basically said, I'm trying to explain to my five-year-old that none of her friends are allowed to play with her. And I could really use some outside perspective from people who have any idea what to say. My daughter is a very sweet, social little girl, except when she's upset or frustrated. And then she lashes out. She gets violent. And she says awful things. 99% of the time, her frustration is aimed at me, her mom. She was in play therapy at the beginning of the year, but her therapist went on maternity leave. And despite my best efforts, she fell through the cracks.
Oof.
I've been fighting to get her back into it. But the few play dates she has been on, she had a meltdown. And several of the parents said they don't feel comfortable with their kids playing with my daughter. The rest just kind of avoid us now. I totally get the parents' stance. I wouldn't want my kid around that either. The problem is my daughter's desperate for friends and interaction with kids her own age. But I have no clue how to even begin to explain this to her. Does anybody have any advice or suggestions? That's the message we got from Holly from Webster on how to explain to her five-year-old that the play dates have now officially ended.
They've dried up.
Because of her violence.
Her outbursts, if anything. Yeah.
She's a violent little girl.
There needs to be therapy. Play therapy brought back into play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just first and foremost.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? Because when I picture you as a five-year-old, this is what I would imagine.
Me violent?
Yeah.
No, that's just me now. That was a later on life thing. I think that it's normal. I think that a lot of kids don't know how to like express their big emotions. And that's where I do think that gentle parenting can be a positive.
For something like this.
Because you're like talking them through something like that. So I understand that side of things.
Yeah, well, there's so many. And I can't imagine it's easy to tell a five-year-old how to control their emotions. How do you even begin to do that? I remember being such a small kid and being so frustrated and angry with the world when I didn't get my way.
Yeah.
So the way I took out that anger is bashing my head up against the drywall.
Yeah, that explains a whole lot.
That's why I was a slow learner when I got older. Colleen is weighing in first, who says, good morning, guys. I think sometimes kids need it spelled out for them. And they need it to be very direct, clear, and they need to be talking to at an appropriate manner for their age. Connect the
Correct.
Dots for her. She doesn't need to be left confused in this scenario. She should know why these kids are not allowed to play with her any longer.
Right.
But how do you say that, though, to a five-year-old? Because,
yeah.
You know, telling a kid they can't get mad anymore is not really a fix.
No.
See what I'm saying?
Not even remotely. You have to have, like, actual conversations where they feel heard and seen while also getting your point across. So when something like that happens or they're getting angry with a friend, I think pulling them aside in the moment. So maybe that looks like you going to play dates with them and having to sit there and monitor a little bit so they are getting that course correction right there in the moment, because kids are very like instant gratification, like instant. They're not going to, like, if you discipline them for something that happened 3 hours ago, they're not going to understand what's going on.
Yeah. And Nicole is messaging in and says, I grew up being that daughter, and my mom also struggled with it as well, because my mom tried with me, but some of the parents became very angry with my mom because of how I was as a child.
Right.
Hannah says, actions and behaviors have consequences, and this is what I tell my six-year-old who has autism and could sometimes have explosive behavioral episodes. It's never said in a cruel way. It's never said in a way to shame her, but it is a conversation we always have once she is more calm, so that she can have a clearer understanding of what I'm explaining. You need to do the same with your son, but also I agree with the last text, you need to be direct about it.
Right. Yeah.
Jim says, I would start by initiating apologies to the people she opened up a can of whoop-ass to.
Oh.
That's a good start. And then let the dust settle before asking them to play again.
Right.
Can you sit a five-year-old down, though, you guys, and just, when it comes to the gentle parenting, say, hey, here's why these other kids don't want to play with you right now.
Right.
Your episodes and your behavior got the best of you. And because of that, some of the other children don't want to be around you right now.
Correct.
And yeah, you could say that until it happens again. Because when you're that age, you're going to react instantly how you're feeling. You're not going to sit back and think to yourself, how am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? No, kids don't do that. You feel a certain way and you just act.
They don't, but I will say, if they have somebody who is there course correcting them instantly, it eventually, hopefully, is going to get locked in.
Yeah. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My personal opinion here, but you need to explain your daughter in a gentle way. It's a good introduction to natural consequences, especially at 5. Because being shunned is awful. She'll likely have to reflect on how her behavior impacts her own life if you explain it to her just right. Otherwise, you just lie or mislead your kid and pretend everything is okay so nothing changes. But you have to be direct about it.
Correct.
What were the consequences for you when you acted out as a kid? Because I know with your mom and dad, there were definitely consequences.
I would have everything I love ripped from me.
What did you love as a kid?
TV.
Just TV?
Computer. Everything I love now.
Nothing's changed. Same stuff. Not a thing has changed. For me, it was the Nintendo. My heart was ripped out of my chest when my mother took the controller, took the console, took the cords. I'm like, you don't need to take every single piece. Just take the controller.
I was absolutely gutted. You know, it's hilarious. You know, there's nothing more hilarious than watching your parent, especially at that time of and place in the world. They have no idea how this brand new technology works, Nintendo 360, GameCube, and insert console here, and they're ripping cords out of the wall.
Yeah.
Now they hit the Ethernet cord for no reason.
Right. My mom was so frustrated, she tried to take the TV. I'm like, they're separate. You don't need to do that.
Take the power cord. You don't need to take everything.
Samantha says, "Hi guys, happy Friday to you." Just wanted to add that Growing Friendships is a book aimed at older elementary kids, but maybe you could read it and talk with your daughter about it. The book is a guide to making and keeping friends, and it was written by a psychologist, but I totally recommend. Okay, the name of this book is Growing Friendships. That came in from Samantha. It's $9 on Amazon. Can't go wrong. So I would get that book, Holly. And then be, like everyone said, be super direct with your kid on why there's no more play dates. Then let the dust settle.
It's your fault, Jessica.
It's got to hurt as a parent, though, when all the other parents are avoiding you.
Yeah.
It's got to sting a little bit.
Avoiding you like the plague.
Yeah. Thanks for the messages on this, guys, and the book recommendation, Samantha. We'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Hey, hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.